The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Supernatural restoration via the word. The word of God is a powerful tool that cannot be done without. We need the word of God in this kind of season to be able to attain supernatural restoration. The word is a key factor. Hallelujah. The word of God is a major sponsor of shift and supernatural restoration. Believe me, like I said earlier, life is a struggle. Life is a struggle. And life is a battle. Only those who are word loaded can become victorious in the battle of life. The word is very important. The word of God. That was why I sang that song. Forever thy word is settled in heaven. Even the Lord made us understand. You see, I fear my word more than my name. Because the word has power. The word has power. The word has power. For supernatural restoration to take place in your life and in my life, we need to be word loaded. Hear this, brethren. The battle of life is between the word of God and the world. WORLD. Against the world. A lot of doctrines has filled up the place today that are not biblical. And you see people, they stand and they are defending it, and they'll be giving you quotes to back all these ungodly doctrines up, just to counter the word of God. But hallelujah, the word of God is already settled in heaven. For us to have supernatural restoration in life, we need to what? Have the word. And in the book of Job chapter 2 verse 25, it says something. It says, how forcible are right word. How forcible are right word. I pray in the name of Jesus, you have an encounter with the right word tonight that will bring about your supernatural restoration in the mighty name of Jesus. He said, but what does your argument, what does it reprove? You are arguing with the word. The word is trying to argue with the word of God. Impossible. 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 To be an outstanding personality in this world, you need the word of God. How forcible. How forcible. How forcible. I want you to know the depth of the word of God that you are carrying in you is what will determine the height or altitude that you will sow in life. The depth of the word of God. The depth of the word of God. The depth of the word of God. How much understanding of it do you have as a person? As a Christian? It is not in memorizing scripture, sir. It is in making the scripture to dwell richly in you because of the days of tribulation. Most students who cram into the exam hall, they are always fixated. They just go straight, sit, la cram, la pour, la delete. But the word of God cannot work like that. Because when the scenarios of life come, because they are definitely going to come. They are definitely going to come. What are you going to use as an anchor to stand in the days of trial? It is the word of God. No matter how prayerful you are, get this tonight. I want you to understand the deep revelation of the things of God. You might be a prayer general. And I know even my fathers in the house, they know I'm a prayer machine. But if you are prayerful, the devil will not be able to touch you because you will be too hot for the devil to touch. He knows that. But if you are word deficit in your prayerfulness, the devil will get you. Ask me why. How? He uses word. He uses word. What does Matthew chapter 4 made us to understand? Jesus Christ, after having fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, the devil could not touch him, but he engaged him in a battle of words. If Jesus Christ himself was not word loaded, he will fail. He will fail. He will fail. but because of the level and the in-depthness of the word of God that was dwelling in him, that was what made him to overcome the devil. You have finished prayer and the devil will just whisper to your ear, hey, don't you see how Nigeria is going? You are expectant of something from God. Say, don't you see how Nigeria is going? People cannot make it. This coronavirus has done this and has done that. And you'll be like, ah, not true. Ah, Nigeria is now hard. You that you're already trusting on God, praying, waiting for an expectation, you are already negotiating with the devil. That is how a lot of people lost their great destiny. That is how a lot of people lost their expectation that they were expecting from God as a result of negotiating with the devil. The word of God is powerful. It is powerful. It is a potent force that can work any day, anywhere, and every time. The word of God. The word of God. The word of God. The word of God. Let this word of God dwell richly in you. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. Say, this book of the Lord shall not depart from your mouth. You shall meditate in it day and night, to observe and to do all that is written therein. You've understood the word. Thank God. Are you putting it into action? I want us to have an introspection tonight. Because I don't expect you to leave this mountain of encounter the same way that you have came. It has been loaded with power and with fire from day one. And tonight is not an exception. The word of God. You need to let it dwell richly in you. Praise the living Jesus. The deeper your understanding of the word, the greater your dominion. For example, an individual who needs to be restored financially needs a deeper understanding of the word of God relating to that. You need financial breakthrough. So you shall trust the Lord of God, for it is he that giveth the power to get to it. In it, I say, I will teach you to make what? To make profit. Let the word guide your prayer. Let the word of God guide your actions and your ways of life. Hallelujah. I pray God will grant us deeper understanding, because we don't have much time to really go deeper into this word, but I tell you, it is loaded. I pray the Holy Spirit himself will minister the word deeper, even beyond what I'm saying tonight, into your hearts, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The word of God is light. When you encounter light, you dominate. The word of God is filled with mystery. And when you understand it, you gain mastery. Hallelujah. The word of God is filled with mystery. When you understand it, you will gain mastery. The word of God. The word of God. The word of God. There are mystery in it. Never read the word of God as a novel. Never run through the scripture. Sit with it. Chew it. Ruminate over it. If you have not studied the word of God to the extent that you are walking in your room like this, ah, Lord, what are you saying? This scripture got me. Lord, tell me something. What are you saying? You have not started. You have not started. You have not started. Understanding of the word of God. I pray the Lord will grant us an understanding of his word tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Examples of people who enjoy supernatural restoration via the word. Lots of people via the word. Supernatural restoration via the word. Examples of people. The first person is what? Peter. A man called Peter. The word changed Peter from a frustration to a celebration. Peter was a man that was scared. He was as a reed. Blowing breeze can blow him anywhere. Any doctrine can blow him here and there. But when he had encounter with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in Matthew chapter 16, verse 16, all through to 19, something happened there. He became a stone. That served as a foundation for the church and for the blessing that I and you are enjoying tonight. How did it happen? An encounter with the Word. An encounter with the word. The Lord is granting you an encounter tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Another example is Joseph had an encounter with the word. When his word came, his promotion was irresistible. You cannot resist it anymore when the word of God comes to you. I love my scripture. Anytime I'm reading it and I see, and thus saith the Lord, my ear will stand. I want to hear what is the Lord saying. Thus says the Lord. Thus says the Lord. Always pay attention to it. Because there are a lot of mystery when the Lord talks to you. Hallelujah. 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 What are these mysteries in the world? Mystery in the world. What are the mysteries in the world? What are the mysteries in the world? Hallelujah. God, number one, God's word is illuminating. God's word is illuminating. God's word is illuminating. Psalm 119 verse 130. It says, the entrance of your word giveth light, and it giveth understanding to the simple. The entrance of the word of God will illuminate your life. Sir, if you have not studied the word of God to the end, you'll be like, wow, I got it. And your neighbor will think you are crazy. But no, you just caught light. See, we need a practical illustration when we talk about the word of God being a light. Sir, when you are studying the word, when you are praying rather, there might be a barrier in front of you when you are praying. Without the understanding of the word of God, you keep praying. And when you are getting there, you get stopped. You go back. You fire your prayer again. Because there was no light of the word of God. But as soon as the light in the word of God comes into your prayer, your eyes will be open. You will see the barrier. You will know either to kick it or to pull it over or to avoid it and to move forward in life. That is what the word of God is doing. Illumination. And I tell you today, the world is characterized by darkness. There is no light anywhere. That is why people are struggling. They will tell you need connection. The only connection I know is the connection from God. They are struggling. The doctrine of life. There is no light anywhere. But thank God. John chapter 1 verse 5. John chapter 1 verse 5. He said, the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness could not comprehend it. Hallelujah. That is Jesus Christ. And who is Jesus Christ? The word of God. Illumination. John chapter 1 verse 1. Saying, the beginning was the word, and the word was with God. In him there was no darkness. There was no darkness. There was no darkness. If you want to be connected with light, get understanding of the word of God. Get understanding of the word of God. When you are illuminated, you have access to supernatural restoration. When illumination comes in, light. Let's quickly go through the Bible. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17 and verse 18. Ephesians 1, 17. Praise the Lord. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. It only takes an illumination. And understanding. When I talk about illumination, I'm not practically talking about maybe light switch on. Yes, it is. But when your eyes of understanding, your mind of understanding comes up, pop, 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 that is light. When your mind is aligned with the word of God, sir, that is light. You are connected. And once you are connected to the source of light, oh my God, you are restoring all. You are taking over already. I pray in the name of Jesus, by the grace that is at work in the life of my father, Pastor Victor Kuforiji, I decree tonight that your life shall be illuminated in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Mystery in the word. Number two. God's word is prophetic. The prophetic is supernatural. When we believe the prophetic, we commit God to do it. Once God's word has spoken, it is settled. It is settled forever, O Lord. Thy word is settled in heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. His words are prophetic. Numbers chapter 23 verse 19. He said, God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. Shall he say 18 and not bring it to pass? As he has spoken it, he has decreed into your life, it is coming to pass already. It is coming to pass already. The prophetic word of the servant of God in this commission is coming to pass in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever I decree concerning you is coming to pass in the mighty name of Jesus. Mystery in the word. Mystery in the word. Mystery in the word. Wow. We need understanding, Christians, of how powerful the word of God is. The way I'm getting it, I wish I could point out like that to you. Mystery in the word. Never joke with the word of God. Never joke with the word of God. Especially when it is coming from a tested, trusted, certified, anointed, proven man of God. Never joke with the word of God. Never over familiarize yourself with the servant of God. Now when they tell you it is it not this? Is a normal man? I know him now. No. You are going to miss the light. You are going to miss that mystery that is in the word of God. I pray the Lord will grant us understanding tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Mystery in the word, number three. God's word is medicinal. God's word is medicinal. God's word is medicinal. Hallelujah. The most effective medicine is the word of God. There is no medicine on earth that is as potent as the word of God. Several times I've heard that doctors will say, wow, we can't treat this. We don't even know the source of this. We cannot even diagnose this. But when the Lord comes in, a lot of testimony. When coronavirus started, I was just waiting to hear of testimony. As a via the anointing oil, via prophetic word. And it happened, lots and loads of them. The word of God is medicinal. The word of God is medicinal. As a young boy, several years ago, when I understood this, a bit of this, how potent is the word of God? Anybody that is sick around me, I get angry and irritated with you. Not to talk of terminal diseases. Oh, affliction. This fan that they used to use the inhaler. I was sharing with my father in the house some time ago. I said I was with someone and she was using that inhaler something. I was so irritated and I stopped her. But you cannot use this thing. And that was the end of it. Because of what? My understanding of the word of God. My mama said, don't ever try that in your life. Oh. But because of the understanding of my father, I said, no, that is the supernatural. There is a reason for it. Praise the Lord. I was with a friend of mine some time ago and he was just discussing there's this disease that they say is used to age the men from 70 and something, maybe proscrit. I don't even know the name of those things. That is the problem. So he was just saying any man that is 60, that is 70, they will have that problem, they will do this. And I was just looking at him. When I know of Papaya Adeboye, he does not have it. Kenneth Copeland does not have it. David Oedipo does not have it. Yeah, these people are aged. You might be wondering, how do I know that he does not have it? Here is it. If he has it, he will not brag with God that I cannot seek. Because even if he has it and he's treating it secretly, that doctor will get irritated with his boasting in God that he cannot forsake. And he will just spread the story about that this man is treating this illness. The word of God is medicine. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20. Proverbs 4:20. You need the word of God. Hallelujah. My son, attend to my word. Incline thy ear unto my saying. Let's move forward. Let them not depart from thy eyes. Keep them in the midst of thy heart. Yes? For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Once you bait the word of God, you sleep in the word of God, you will forever be healthy. You will forever be healthy. He said, I will bring them health and cure. Get the understanding of the word of God. Exodus chapter 23, verse 25. You shall serve the Lord your God, and will bless your bread and your water. And I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. Why are you still sick? In the mighty name of Jesus, I decree restoration of sound earth unto anyone who is under my voice or connected to anyone under my voice tonight. You are healed in the mighty name of Jesus. You are healed in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Number four, mystery in the word. The word is surgical. The word is surgical. The word is, I love the word of God. The word is surgical. It can operate on you. Lot of life testimony, when you hear, you say, ah, it's a film. But when they bring it to you, the practical, you say, wow, ah, is this possible? For someone to sleep and to wake up, only to find the iron that was in him, after operation, they forgot something there. The Lord, he said, he saw an angel, light came. They operated on him. And when he woke up, he saw the iron close to him. Who can do that? It can only be God. Word of God, dwell richly in you. You can never fail. No demon, no devil can frustrate you. There was a woman I learned of her story. She was depressed and she came to the man of God and said, there is devil in my house. They are frustrating me. They are doing this. They are doing that. Man of God, devil. Who is the devil? Where is he? Where is this place? He's under your feet. She said, no, this man asked, have you read a particular book? Satan gets lost. She said, no, this is not a matter of book. I said, so. He said, okay, go to the bookshop, get Satan, get lost, go and read it and come back. The woman never came back. She never came back. Because when the light of the word of God came upon her, she understood that she is seated far above principalities and power. The understanding came as a result of the word of God. Encounter with the word of God. You want to have supernatural restoration? It is not by mouth. You need to be connected with the word of God. I pray the Lord will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. Quickly, how does the word restore? How does it restore? Yes, I have understanding of the word. How does it restore? How will it lead to your restoration? Number one, through the change of mindset. Through the change of mindset. We keep telling people about mindset. Your mindset is the key place in your heart that the devil can either use to win you or you can win the devil from. Your mindset. Your mindset. Romans chapter 12 verse 2. Romans 12 2 said, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewal of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Do you want to have supernatural restoration via the word? Let your mindset be changed. Let your mindset be changed. Your mindset can keep you in the level of non-entity for life. Jesus said, as many that believe, all things are possible. He never said Christian. He never said Muslim. As many that believe. And believe can only come, spring forth out of your mind. There's no more time to start breaking that down tonight. As many that believe. You want restoration? Change your mindset. Change your mindset. Everybody are suffering. Go to the Bible. Job 22:29. When there is a casting down, for me to be what? Lifting up. Don't accommodate rubbish. Don't accommodate rubbish. I pray God will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. He said, when light comes, the target is the mind. A major assignment of the word, the renewing of the mind. Every time mind changes, change your mind for the better. And I pray God will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. Injection of faith, number two. How does the word work? Injection of faith. Romans chapter 10 verse 17. Faith cometh by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing the word of God. There's words there. Hearing of the word of God. Inject it into your spirit. I cannot fail. They cannot sack me. In this era of pandemic, it cannot come near I and my family. That is the level of faith that I am operating with because I have a knowledge and understanding of the word of God. Why are you bragging? What do you even have when they ask you, tell them I have the word of God behind me? You might not look it now, but I tell you, in the spiritual, it is set to already concerning you. It is just waiting for the manifestation in the physical. So do not make them allow your spiritual mind that has won the battle already to go back into defeat. Inject faith into yourself. Inject faith into yourself. Faith is the word spiritual currency that we use to operate in the physical realm. You need faith. You need faith. I pray God will grant us understanding in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Number three, through change of action. Through change of action. Through change of action. What are your previous actions? How do you operate your life? Your action can determine where your life will end. Don't just proclaim it. I am blessed. There was this quote I saw years ago. He said, Christian only prays and they stand at a spot. When you pray, move your feet. Get the understanding of this thing. When you pray, move your feet. What am I trying to say? The Lord told the Israelites, I have given you this land for a possession. They will have remained in Egypt or in the wilderness and be celebrating it. We got the land, we got the land. But they moved into it. He said, go contend with them in battle. Contend. Contend. Don't be satisfied with the status quo. That is not your place. That zone or comfort zone is never your place. Straight. Even Jesus Christ said something. He said, how am I being stretched? How am I being stretched? Stretch yourself. Stretch yourself into your promised land. Take hold of all that you deserve. Let there be restoration back for you. And I pray you are restoring back in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Through the release of power. Number four, through the release of power. Through the release of power. I'm not really a movie person. But there is this movie, in a particular scene, they said, something happened there, and they said, power is power. As soon as I heard that word, I said, hey, a lot of people will be what? They will be misled. Power is not power. If it is not backed by the word of God, anybody can have power. But the result that the power will yield is as a result of how deep the power is in the word of God. In the word of God. In the word of God. Do not make movies. Do not make social media. Do not make circumstances around you. Do not make the society corrupt your mind. And in that movie, a lot of powerful people died in that movie. You already know the movie I'm talking about. But there was this dwarf. He does not have power. But he has this. He did not die. He could not fight. But because of the knowledge he had, he survived a lot of warriors. What are you saying? Let the word of God dwell in you. And I pray God will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. Quickly, what do you do to experience the word of God? What do you do to experience the word of God? Number one, trust God for life. Sorry, trust God for the right word in season for your situation. Trust God for the right word in season. For your situation, trust God for the right word. Trust God for the right word. Trust God for the right word. And I decree tonight that the right word is coming to your mind tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Number two, allow the word of God to change your mind and life. Allow the word of God to change your mind and life. Until your mind is changed, life is not changed. I've said that earlier. So allow the word of God to change it. Allow the word of God to change it. Allow the word of God to change it. Allow the word of God to change. Allow the word of God to change your mind. I pray God will help us in the name of Jesus. Number three, it says, establish fresh action step based on the word. Based on the word. Based on the word. Fresh action step. I will bless your bread and your water and you are not working. How do you want to be blessed? Even if you give your all, you will not be blessed because there is no challenge. There is no stream through which God wants to bless you. Get engaged in something. As the word is coming to you, if you are idle, get engaged in something. There is a reason why you are idle. So that the devil can mesmerize you. But the devil has failed consigning your life tonight in the name of Jesus. Number four. Let the word irrigate your prayer life. Let the word of God irrigate your prayer life. Let the word of God irrigate. Let it water your prayer life. You cannot just be talking, shaking your neck, If your prayer is not word-based, sorry. What did the Bible say? Isaiah chapter 41, verse 21. Show forth your strong reason. You need to understand the Bible. You need to find time to study your Bible, dwell with your Bible, live with your Bible. Eat your Bible. Go with your strong reason. What is your reason? Why do you want to be blessed? As you are praying, the devil is also trying to stop you. Why should I bless you? The devil is trying to belittle you. But if you have the understanding of the word of God, you cannot tell the devil. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, I'm a chosen generation, I'm a royal priesthood. Revelation chapter 1, verse 5, who has made us priests and kings to reign on the earth? I cannot be a pauper. Get understanding of the word of God. Get understanding of the word of God. That is the key. I will say it anyway. That is the key. That is the key to your supernatural restoration. I pray the Lord will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. But all this I haven't said is for what? Those who are chosen. It's for those who are saved. Yes, you've gotten the sermon tonight. You understand it. You want to start taking action steps on how to change your life. But are you saved? Psalm 11 verse 3. He said, what can the righteous do when the foundation is gone? The foundation to start enjoying all these things that are written here in tonight is what? To have a relationship, a connection with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. Appreciate you.